what you make of feminism. I believe feminism is the war on masculinity. The feminist movement has lied to women over and over and over again. And it's also emasculated and created weak, spineless men in society to where now we're seeing all of these issues facing us.
I'm Layla Wright, and I was traveling through America to meet women taken to social media, declaring a war on progressive politics.
Now, how many of you in this room have been deemed as a right-wing extremist? I know I have.
They call us fascists, they call us white supremacists, they call us racists, bigots, xenophobes, transphobes.
An online world now populated by young, ultra-conservative influencers.
I'm just a girly girl raised in the gun world.
Sharing conspiracy theories online.
See this behind me? Active invasion.
And dismissing the fight for equality.
What was the goal within the feminist movement? Well, that was to enslave humanity.
We might have just different definitions of feminism.
As America braces itself for its most divisive election yet, I wanted to understand why girls my age were taken to social media to promote increasingly extreme beliefs and sometimes blatant misogyny.
Virtually every societal ill that we are facing today is because of women.
Women getting the right to vote has led to every form of degeneracy.
And what this might mean for the future of America.
If you're facing cancel culture or if you're being silenced, you're doing something right.
America's new female right. A Van Buren road sign. Layla, who's white and has long brown hair, enters a large convention centre.
I'd travelled 5,000 miles from Liverpool to Phoenix, Arizona, to visit America Fest.
Welcome to AmFest, folks!
An annual event organised by Turning Point USA, the fastest growing conservative youth movement in America.
Never been a hater, only about the paper.
An organization criticized for its links to extreme right-wing groups.
Been doing this for years, long before January 6th.
And backed by some of the most powerful voices in US politics.
I'm excited to be here today with thousands of proud young American patriots. You're great people. You're the future.
Something is changing. The tide is turning, and the nationalist right wing is making win after win.
So big in here.
We cannot ignore what is going on. These irresponsible, evil adults must be held accountable.
With so many girls my age with such radically different views on the role of women to my own, I was hoping to find out what was bringing them to ultra-conservative movements and who these women were.
You know, the feminist movement wants to still not allow women to have children. And we need to continue to talk about the lies that the feminist movement has continued to spread. And that's how we are going to continue to wake up and shake our nation, especially with young women.
Morgan McMichaels is a 24-year-old conservative influencer who works for Turning Point.
Morgan, nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you,
Layla. You look lovely.
Thank you so much.
I think that's what I'm surprised about, like how big it is.
Yeah.
How many of these have you done now?
This is our third year doing it.
Okay, so you're used to it.
This is my Super Bowl. We're here, and I'm really excited. I'm going to put on lip gloss really quick.
You do that,
if you're good with that? Okay.
Of course.
Morgan's social media has racked up over 30 million views. A lot of it focused on anti-feminist content.
Dare I say that feminism, birth control, abortion, everything was created to destabilize our population and destabilize the nuclear family, to destabilize Western civilization.
You're going to show me around, aren't you? So I'm just going to follow you.
Okay. We'll head over to our merch store. We're all about freedom. We're all about patriotism in America. This one is, I think, my favorite is womanhood is not a costume.
What does that mean?
It's just showing that, you know, us as women, it's not a costume for a biological man to try on. And it's like, you know, we are women, there are men. And it's as simple as that.
And would you wear a t-shirt like that out in the streets?
Absolutely, I would.
You got that in your wardrobe?
I do have that shirt.
Does it bother you if people are offended by, like, kind of the slogans and the t-shirts?
You know, something I always say is facts don't care about your feelings. And I think that's, you know, the beauty of the country. We have the freedom to express how we feel, what we believe in, and you'll see a lot of people around here walking around with the shirts on, and, you know, why not?
Are there specific reasons why more young women are getting involved in the right?
the feminist movement has really been shaking women in a way that we've never seen before. You know, we've been sold this idea by the feminist movement from decades ago that, you know, women need to work in the corporate world. And I think it's really just detaching from our inherent nature as being women. We are created to be wives and mothers. Men are created to be providers.
Your dream one day is to be a stay-at-home mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's all I want to be.
A fan asks, can you sign this?
Hey, can you sign this? Absolutely. Oh my gosh, this is a Turning Point Monopoly. Oh.
Morgan is just one of around 400 Turning Point influencers.
Can you take a photo?
Do you look up to Morgan?
Yes.
It's just one of many ways Turning Point are targeting young people across America. One of the recent recruits was 16-year-old Hannah Faulkner.
Give it up for Hannah, everybody.
Hannah joined at just 13 years old and was receiving an award for organising a rally seeking to ban medical interventions for trans youth.
She stood against all this trans stuff with a lot of courage. She experienced serious backlash, serious opposition. And Hannah, you had 500 people come there and you're doing a great job. Congratulations, Hannah Faulkner.
Layla approaches Hannah, who's got wavy, light brown hair.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Let me see your award.
Oh, yes.
Let's see.
It's really cool.
Student Patriot Award, Hannah Faulkner. How'd that feel?
It was good. Yeah, it was really cool just to be able to, you know, just see that because I put a lot of hard work into the rally. You know, it was a little, I mean, I put over like 60 hours just into that one event. So just seeing hard work pay off.
So how did you get involved in all of this?
You know, I'm a Christian, but I also, I have a great family, and I believe, you know, it all starts in the family. It starts in your home. If you do not have a firm foundation in whatever you believe in, whoever you believe in, then you're going to be easily deceived. And there are some very, very sick people within this rainbow cult, but there are some that are just truly deceived by it.
An aerial view of a car driving along a road in a residential area.
2,000 miles from Phoenix, Hannah lives with her family in a small town on the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee. And it was here that she held the rally that made her name.
This is technically illegal.
I know.
Crossing the road.
Like, so where are we?
So that's the public library over there. And then this is the city hall. I've actually spoken in that, like, several times.
What do you mean?
We were talking about removing two sexually explicit books from this library right here. But we were talking about it at the city hall.
What were the books?
And the other one of them was This Book Is Gay, and then I don't remember the other one, actually.
And did it get moved?
It did. It passed. Here is where we had the Teens Against Gender Mutilation rally. We had the stage right here.
Yeah?
And then, yep, right here in this area. It was pretty big, actually. We had literally snipers on the roof.
Like, snipers? There
was, just to make sure everyone stayed contained. I was 15. So as a 15-year-old, you know, it was pretty crazy. But
at 15, it's not normal to be staging a rally against trans people. Do you think that you're a normal teenager?
I know people think I might not do the most normal things, but I would say, you know, I'm more normal than people think that I actually am. Here, this is the one we did. We had a videographer come out and video.
This is not an anti-trans rally because transgender does not exist. We are having this rally today out of love and compassion.
We love you, LGBTQ, and we're having this rally because we love you.
That was one of the protesters. Do you see how loud it is?
Upset.
I think the truth can come across as offensive or hateful. And that's what the truth does. You know, we don't always want to hear the truth. I mean, I just saw a study. Last year, it was 21% of Gen Z identifies as LGBTQ, and that comes from a liberal source, too. Whereas my dad's generation was less than 3%.
Do you think that's because, as a society, we've become more accepting to people?
I think that's because nearly every single institution in our society is imposing anti-God and anti-American narratives down our throats.
Being gay isn't anti-American.
No, being gay isn't anti-American. However, the LGBTQ movement is a religious cult.
How can you say that LGBT people remind you of like a cult? And because what did you say that they...
Because they worship their sin, their hedonism, their sexual morality and their bodies. The whole movement LGBTQ is about sexual immorality. It's about sexual things.
Again, that's kind of maybe a subjective interpretation of it. But
our country was founded upon traditional values. A man and a woman with a family for a lifetime.
Do you have any gay friends?
Do I have any gay friends? I don't really have friends, so you don't have that thing. But, like, I would say acquaintances. I have a lot of gay... Let's just call them friends, because I just say everybody is an acquaintance. But I would say I engage in more conversations with adults, if that makes sense.
Hannah's smile shows off her lime green braces. In a park.
It's just so difficult, because, you know, Hannah's friendly to me, and, you know, she's sweet kid in loads of ways, but then what she says is really shocking things, like the LGBT movement is a religious cult, and you wonder, like, where she's got that worldview from. She did say that she doesn't have many friends her age, and I kind of wonder, maybe she did have more friends her age, she'd be exposed to different, like, life experiences and conversations, and... You know, she wouldn't be out there then, like, making a platform for herself, saying these types of things. It's a tough one with her.
On a podcast...
What's wrong with being submissive? There's a reason why all these passport bros are going to other countries to find women, because they're more submissive.
Even on my own social media, like, I've definitely noticed a rise in these kind of conservative content creators. They've got millions of followers. The most common type of, like, conservative content, like, for everyone is probably the trad wife trend. Esty Williams, she's probably one of the biggest trad wives. Like, she's my age, and she makes these kind of homemade videos dressed in 1950s outfits.
If you're not familiar with the term trad wife, it is a woman who chooses to live a more traditional life with ultra-traditional gender roles.
I suppose kind of the danger, though, is that when you start engaging with these videos, there is an extreme end of the spectrum where... The views do go a lot more sinister. Candace Owens, she's built, like, quite a significant following of, like, deeply anti-feminist views.
I think that virtually every societal ill that we are facing today is because of women.
You kind of worry about, like, where the line is. Like, saying that every kind of ill of society has been caused by women, where do you go from there? And then you've got Pearl Davis, who's known as the female Andrew Tate. She's got almost 2 million subscribers now, and she just makes these, like, studio videos where she promotes our rights getting rolled back.
Women getting the right to vote has led to every form of degeneracy. And really, again, guys, I believe in a natural order of the world that includes God, men, women, children.
I think the thing that always surprises me with this is how many women engage. Like, it feels like now social media seems to have allowed women to take, like, a really prominent role in these movements, and they've kind of smashed the hierarchies that used to exist. But this content was also having an effect on the real world, and in some cases, becoming increasingly extreme on other divisive topics, like immigration.
I love my country, and I want its borders protected.
This area is known for having a lot of Chinese invaders, right? Migrants, as they like to call themselves.
We all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people.
Layla watches a woman who's doing a video call on her laptop.
Good evening, everybody. We continue to bring you guests that are going to help you get plugged in and learning about the things that the mainstream media is not teaching you or sharing with you.
What's your estimated number of how many have crossed over here since Biden stole the election?
It's a great question. And I'm gonna give some background on how we come up with our numbers, because data doesn't lie. And
Christy Hutchison heads up an organization called Women Fighting for America, a group made up of civilian volunteers determined to clamp down on mass immigration.
We've done now over 125 plus missions at the border, but on the only...
She was appearing on an alternative media podcast as a self-proclaimed authority on border control.
So this is very concerning. So if you look, Daniel, at the uptick in the last year and a half of the individuals coming over, they're probably from terrorist organizations, training now with the cartels in training camps. So we have a threat, a direct threat of our enemies at our borders right now.
I mean, there's so many things that are happening right now that it only makes sense that this is part of the plan to destroy this country.
Anytime you have an influx like this, it eventually collapses a society, and I believe that's part of the plan.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.
Wow, Christy. How did that go?
Good. It was really good. Yeah.
That was intense.
It's intense. There's so much stuff that's not being put out that's truth, and that's really happening in the world that's concerning.
Tell me a bit more about your group that you run and, like, how that kind of came about.
When the pandemic happened, on Good Friday, I was sitting in my backyard and heard a very strong male's voice. I looked around and there was nobody in the backyard, and it was pretty powerful. And I knew it was something beyond myself. I knew it was God's voice. And, you know, I have two young boys who I love more than anything in this world. They said, go do what God's called you to do.
And what did God call you to do?
God said, Christy, not only do I want you to go to the border, you're going to spend some time down there, and you're going to take a small elite team. We have terrorists. We have terrorist cells in our country. You know, if you're a mother, you are very protective, like a bear. Like they say mama bears, right? It's because they're very protective of their children. And we've never been at more risk for attacks on our soil. By the way, we will see them 100%.
Christy's story seemed to blur together fact, fiction, and conspiracy theories. But it was also clear she saw herself as on a serious mission.
You are in for an adventure. No.
Let's go.
Christy makes regular trips to the US-Mexico border, where she searches for illegal migrants, live streaming her findings to her followers.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Christy Hutcherson with Women Fighting for America here on the front lines and in the fight every day for you, the American people. So we're here, boots on the ground in Arizona.
There's a bunch of illegals camped out along the border wall, and they are well armed and it's well coordinated.
Follow us tonight. We're going to be going live constantly. God bless you guys.
Driving along a secluded road at night.
So what's the plan when we get there?
So we're very close to where the border of Mexico and the United States is. The information is there's a camp. We're going to come and we're going to do some investigating. Why would you build a facility literally in the middle of nowhere? What are you doing back here?
Christy turns off the light inside the car and Layla's in the back seat.
A convoy pulled up to the end of a desert track. Christy's full-time armed security were on hand and clearly preparing for the worst.
Perfect.
And what's this for?
This is
for safety. We were shot at.
And who would you fear would be doing the shooting?
They would.
The unpredictability of some of these asylum seekers, and really, they're military-age males. So it's just that unknown factor.
We're getting ready. Yes, I have night vision on and goggles. It's pitch black out here. And we're getting ready to go into this camp right now. What the heck are they doing out here? And who are they housing?
Okay. You cats ready? All right.
A hand-painted sign in Spanish reads, "No more deaths." Then Layla says, "I'm not actually too sure what's happening." She said she's worried she might get shot. Then she grimaces as she looks over her shoulder. They arrive at a deserted encampment.
You know, it's awful quiet all of a sudden. I wonder where they scattered to.
I don't want to be cliche, but it's too quiet.
It is way too quiet.
Where is everyone?
So probably saw and heard us coming. So they scattered pretty quickly. Okay, I'm gonna film this video. And you got propane tanks. This is self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You got...
She holds a packet in front of her phone camera.
Mosquito spray.
Oh, look at this. It's like a makeshift basketball. Christmas tree.
You see the clothes drying? So there's somebody here. They're just hiding.
A makeshift kitchen.
What a great little setup they got going on here.
How do you feel when you look at all this, Christy?
Angry.
What are you most angry about?
I wouldn't break into somebody's home. I'd go to the front door and knock and ask if I could come in.
Looking around, there's clothes, there's, you know, kids' toys, football over there, there's a church. Do you ever worry as you're walking around that, like, there might be people here or there might be families that might be listening to this and be terrified?
Do they think, for one, when they're breaking through the walls, they're running through the gates, do they care how we feel? Have they asked us that question? There's a wrong way and there's a right way to do things. Don't break into my country and then expect a handout.
This tells you what's going on here.
Right here, you see this? This isn't children's equipment.
Typically what we see with camouflage backpacks, binoculars, camouflage wrapped water bottles, just loads and loads of people from pretty much all of America's enemies are ending up right here, like in this camp.
Do you ever kind of wonder that maybe you've got it wrong and these people just want a chance of survival?
These guys aren't innocent. Do I think that there's any innocent individual in this camp? It would be a no.
In a hotel room, Layla's watching Christie's video on her phone.
It's called No More Deaths. They are housing migrants, illegals, mostly young, single adult males of fighting age. Very high-value targets get smuggled in by the cartel. Get in the fight with us now, please. Help us continue to be out here fighting for you.
And she says she's gathering evidence, and what she's doing is getting content for her followers. And you've got people there waiting for the next video. The camp is called No More Deaths, and looking at how they describe themselves online, humanitarian aid group, whose goal is to end the amount of fatalities of undocumented migrants crossing the border. Everyone can probably agree that, you know, you can't have an unlimited amount of people coming into a country illegally. Like, no one's saying that. But I think with Christie, she, you know, walked in there with a bulletproof vest on, ready to confront anyone that she found. And these theories that she's got, you know, she's going live online saying them, and they're kind of going uncounted and, you know, not being fact-checked, and so much of it is inaccurate. I wonder if Christie's actually been on this website, like, the headlines are, like, families and children are stuck in freezing temperatures overnight. It's, like, so hard to not have, like, any sympathy.
Daytime. Layla drives along a street of detached bungalows.
Back in Tennessee, Hannah had invited me to spend some time at their family home.
Math. Okay, let's see if I can actually do one thing.
I know what that is, but I don't know how to spell it.
As Christian evangelicals, Hannah's parents are part of a growing number on the religious right who homeschool their children in favour of a Bible-based curriculum.
I got it right. Okay. This is so easy.
Have the children always been homeschooled?
Yes, so Hannah went to kindergarten. Her two favourite teachers were both homosexuals, so we didn't really want her having role models that she was spending 7-8 hours with a day, you know, in that lifestyle. She finished kindergarten, and we just started the homeschooling process, so, yeah.
You learn so much more being homeschooled.
Layla sits at the dining table with Hannah, her parents, and her three siblings.
We can do Ephesians. Somebody wants to write this down. Ephesians 5:22.
Hannah's dad, Trey, was a former pastor turned tradesman. That evening, I joined them as he led Bible studies.
Starting in verse 8, it talks about men and women in the church.
Oh, this is a pink Bible.
Okay. James, you want to read 5:22 through 24?
Sure.
Wait on them.
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church.
Any questions? If you think about a man's body and a woman's body, who's the boss?
The boy?
The man. Mm-hmm. Look at the man's body. Look at the woman's body. When a man and a woman make love, who's in control? The man. Even when you look at homosexual couples, they have a manly one and a feminine one. They have a masculine leader and a follower. So even though people are kicking at the goats, saying, no, 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 women power, we don't need men, you know that the man is the head of the household.
Everybody knows it.
And Kristen, what is it like to be in kind of the marriage that Trey just described, where, you know, you do submit to your husband? What's that been like for you?
That was what I wanted, you know, growing up. I wanted a man that was, you know, going to be the godly leader of our family, that would lead our family, that would be able to lead me.
How does it make you feel to be in a marriage where
secure.
You
secure.
Okay, that's one word. What's another word? It's another S word.
Safe.
It's interesting because Hannah, you know, in particular right now, was very independent, way more independent than I was when I was 16, you know, and you've got an incredible career ahead of her, I would say.
But I wouldn't have to do all of these things.
If there weren't problems to fix.
Exactly. So I think, like, in order to get women back in the home, we've got to get out of the home to talk about these issues because...
Yeah, to get them back in the home.
How do you see Hannah's future?
Well, she is an amazing cook. She's very good with her money. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's got a great worldview that is based out of scripture. There's been hundreds and hundreds of people telling her that she'd run for Congress and Senate and be the president and this stuff. I don't think that's her goal. I think her goal is to stimulate society towards God.
And what do you think, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, I wouldn't have expected to do the things that I was doing. So really just doing what the Lord wants me to do rather than what I want to do, but what the Lord has for me, what he wants me to do. So
not to over-spiritualize it, but just one step at a time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to over-talk her. I know you're trying to get her to say it, but...
No, that's exactly right. Like, yeah, just taking it.
She's not doing all this to try to be a politician. You need to say that in your own words.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing this to become a politician or to become famous.
You said before that your goal is to see more families be wholesome. But you say that in your own words.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how I typically say it. I mean, I feel like I've said multiple things, so I don't know.
Well, I have told Hannah that first and foremost, her job is to be a mother and a wife. And she understands that because she believes this book.
Do you think if your children had gone to a public school that, like, we'd be in this position today and they'd have kind of, you said before, you don't disagree on anything?
I am opposed to all forms of public school. If I send my kids to an 8-hour-a-day indoctrination camp, which is what it is, getting my children to where they are today would have been a much stronger battle.
There might be people at home who wonder if this is the same, if, you know, if this is indoctrination, what would you say to them?
If somebody says, well, your kids are brainwashed, sometimes I say, well, at least their brains are clean. Right? If they say that they're brainwashed, I say, well, you're brainwashed too. We're just brainwashed to think different things. What do you want to say, buddy?
You teach us things, so you're just putting in our hearts what you believe. And you hope that we're going to believe what you believe. But it's our decision.
And I think what he's trying to say is I try to teach my children how to think for themselves.
Hannah's younger brother has chin-length curly blonde hair. Now, Layla's driving in the dark.
It's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it? It's like, you know, Hannah, she's so excited. She'd be telling me her plans about going to college. And it's an exciting time in her life. She's kind of got all these big ideas. But I do wonder what will happen when she moves away from that dinner table and whether, you know, being a wife and a mum will continue to be her number one priority. You know, she's grown up with that plan, but, yeah, I feel like life's changing for her quite quickly.
Her car passes under a streetlight on a straight road. Morgan's interviewing Erica Kirk, who's got wavy blonde hair.
What is your message to the modern feminist movement?
Don't listen to the lie.
Feminism is 1,000% more toxic than this toxic masculinity that feminists talk about.
A backlash against modern feminism had driven more engagement in Morgan's social media posts and had become a growing trend among similar influencers.
Feminists, aren't you exhausted of being a boss babe, climbing the corporate ladder of disappointment?
I was back in Phoenix, Arizona to spend more time with her.
it'd be good just to kind of see her at home and just kind of try and get a better sense of just her and what's brought her to like this movement and why she, you know, is promoting it every day to just hundreds of thousands of young girls. Hey,
hey.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. We're gonna go play some chess.
Okay, you have to teach me how to play.
I'm gonna have to teach you how to play. Okay, the queen is the most powerful piece because you can move in any direction, any amount of pieces.
Feminism, though, Morgan.
The queen is protecting the king, though. So the woman is actually embracing her own feminine gender roles and protecting her king.
The queen's the most powerful. Okay. That's what I took from that. The queen's the most powerful.
Right, right.
In a stylish modern kitchen.
I'm glad that you're making breakfast because I would be absolutely hopeless.
I got a lot of fruit. Berries are my favorite. Yeah. I always have to eat berries.
I actually have tried to be like a better cook.
Really?
Like I have tried. It's not like an ignorance thing, but like I just never goes well.
I say like I'm mom training. Like I gotta learn how to cook so I can like make my future kids like yummy meals, cook for my husband one day.
And you know, since you became kind of a conservative influencer, how have kind of your followings like grown?
It's definitely grown a lot, but I will say it hasn't been easy. You know, likes and followers are just for a moment, and all of that could be taken away in any second of my life. I could be banned on, you know, any social media platform tomorrow. I've been banned on TikTok 6 times. So
why have you been banned from TikTok 6 times?
Yeah, I would post a lot of content talking about LGBTQ issues in America and like, you know, there's only women and men, you know, there's only 2 genders. And so content like that was seen as too controversial.
On the surface, Morgan and I didn't seem too dissimilar. 2 girls navigating modern life. But I found it strange how comfortable she was to embrace controversy.
It's a gorgeous day.
I know, you guys got lucky.
As we headed to one of Morgan's favourite spots in Arizona, I wanted to know what had drawn her to such a divisive movement.
I do kind of wonder how you kind of got into this, like, as in, like, conservative, you know, being a conservative, outspoken young woman.
I was one of very few conservatives, if not the only conservative at my high school. I felt very outcasted because there really wasn't any other students that held my beliefs or anyone else that agreed with me. And when I was in college, I was in a sorority until people found out how conservative I was in 2020. And instead of being uplifted and supported by my so-called sorority sisters, I was canceled. I mean, there were group chats made about me. There were girls that would comment ugly things on my social media. There were girls that, you know, were wanting me to harm myself because of my beliefs. And so I went to one of our Turning Point events in 2021, and I was surrounded in a room of 3,000 other Christian, other conservative women. And knowing that, like, for all those years that I felt so alone, those years that I was crying to my mom because people were so mean to me, you know, it's like I wasn't actually alone ever, and it only made my beliefs stronger.
They walk through the desert in sports leggings and jumpers. By a pavilion, they sit next to each other on a stone wall and watch the setting sun.
That's so nice. If you hadn't been cancelled back then, I wonder if you would have been as extreme.
I don't know, I think about that a lot. And I mean, I probably would have been an engineer. I probably would have graduated college and not actually dropped out of college. But I also see what impact can I make in my generation. And that's what I think is the craziest part about my story, is a lot of people who face cancel culture, it leads them to silence themselves, right? It leads them to change their mind or issue an apology video. All of those bullies and all of those people who thought that they were going to silence or cancel me really just gave me the fuel to continue to speak out, because I know that if you're facing cancel culture or if you're being silenced, you're doing something right.
The sky across the horizon glows orange.
Morgan had found her tribe at a time she needed it most, fast-tracking her to more extreme views. But she wasn't the only person that had found solace and status in a new world of conservative influencers.
Good morning.
Morning. Good to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Christy opens the back door of an SUV for Layla to get in, then sits in the passenger seat.
I was back with Christy in Arizona. The plan was to travel to the US-Mexico border wall to collect footage and information on anyone coming into the country illegally, something she thought was part of a bigger conspiracy.
What's your most simple way of describing how the kind of the global picture comes into it?
It's a conscious process
by a radical left ideology who are in power because they want open borders. They don't want the Constitution. They actually want to shred the Constitution. And how do you achieve that goal? Is you bring in the Trojan horse. And that Trojan horse is a replacement force, workforce, voting base. And so, yes, is this purposeful? 100%.
They drive on a dirt track alongside a tall fence with metal bars, then stop when they see someone walking on the other side.
Oh.
Christy says, there's an illegal right there. Then the driver says, he's not illegal yet. Now Christy's filming the man.
So Women Fighting for America here, we're live on the border. We're near Sasebo, Arizona. We're asking and gathering some information, where they're from, how they got here.
Senegal.
You're from Senegal?
Yeah.
As well as live streaming for her own channel, Christy was reporting for an alternative media podcast.
Welcome, everyone. We have Christy Hutchison, and she actually is currently at the border.
So, so I'm in Arizona, and we have just intercepted 110 individuals from the country of Africa trying to find an entry point.
So Christy is just doing an interview about what's happening. She's just said that she's found 110 people from Africa, which is kind of a different figure that we can see right now. So, I don't know.
What's end game here, Christy? What's end game, to dismantle America and take over?
You know, the end game is a world without borders. They say it themselves. Mm-hmm. This is a world without borders.
Okay. So the gentleman there has an address in New York that they're going to.
Can we have that address?
What are we doing?
It's an address that the gentleman's been given.
Okay.
As a member of the gentleman there's family.
Can I take a picture of that?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it. I'll send
a
text.
Yep. America, we have to step up. We're going to explore where that address is and who those individuals are and who told them that it was okay to come.
Asking for water. We got any water?
Don't.
Why?
The cartel is watching all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what? What would the cartels do?
Mauritania.
What would the cartel do if I give them water?
Mauritania. Find you.
The cartels will find me if I give them water.
You don't want to aid the problem. It's tough.
I have such issue with that. Like, how... even the fact that if I give them water, you're saying it's aiding the problem. Like, these people have been walking for what? How long are they saying? They've been walking for weeks to get here.
No. They got dumped off, probably down in Sasebo, by the cartel.
But why? I feel like I'm missing something. So what's happening now? Like, why have the cartel put them there? I don't get it.
Because that's what they paid for. And now it's like, here you go. Good luck. Here we have an entire group of unknown people from a unfriendly third world country that's known for not being nice. Let's say one of them is a known terrorist.
Why is that even coming to your mind now? Like, I feel like we're having such different feelings looking at this. Like, the fact that even that's coming to your mind, that one of these could be a terrorist.
I mean, we don't know who any of these people are.
My name is Leila.
Me, my name is Christian.
Christian?
Yeah.
Okay, where have you come from?
Me from Chad.
Me from Chad. Run, like that, 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, you've been walking for 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
From 3 months.
And why do you want to come to America?
They have droit de l'homme, human rights. They respect the people. We come here, just hope... Have a good life like that.
Have a good life like that.
Yeah.
Someone on the other side of the fence rests under the hot sun. Then Christie's group drives off.
If nothing changes, what do you think America will look like?
America's not going to exist the way that she used to exist. It's really that simple. How would you feel if all of the things that you treasure were wiped away? Because it was overrun with people from who believe in the Sharia law.
They continue to drive alongside the fence, then stop when they reach a group of men.
Right here, they found the gap. Right here. Does this look like a closed border to you?
So we got a whole group that just dug their way under this fence right here.
What are you doing?
Cutting down this bar so they can't climb it. Listen, I know you're doing a documentary, but I fucking live here.
He cuts down a bar on a low chain link fence.
Chrissy Hutcherson live on the border, Arizona. So we just had a group from Africa come through. They dug underneath our border fence right here. They came in. You see this behind me? Gone. Once they go through here, they're disappeared. No one's going to find these guys. Active invasion right now going on in front of your eyes. If America doesn't wake up, our country's gone. No idea what diseases they have. Do they have criminal records? We know nothing. And there's no border patrol, no law enforcement anywhere.
Christy films a man as he walks away.
Just a few miles on, there was another group, but this time accompanied by volunteers who were offering food and water to those who'd crossed over.
I'm going to turn my camera around because I want everybody to see what's going on. No.
Christy's presence was clearly unwelcome.
And now we have a whole different type of group of males. They were intercepted by an NGO. They speak a dialect that is known from countries that have terrorist activity, Arabic. And we need to make sure, and we need to vet them. We need to make sure that they're who they say they are. They're from where they say they are.
So what's your name?
Dale.
We're making a documentary for the BBC.
Okay.
What happened then?
They just put their camera in their face. They do it to us. That's why I put this up. We come to help people. They come to threaten people. And it's really frightening.
Ma'am, we don't come here to threaten people. We're not going to let you have that narrative. We're not here to threaten anybody. Have you seen us threaten people?
Maybe not you, but a lot of them have.
Please don't lie.
A lot of them do.
I could tell you, I've dealt with them along the border.
I've been here for 4 years. And
I've been here 10. I've been along this wall 3 days a week since the wall opened.
These NGOs are aiding and abetting criminal, illegal activity. Murderers, rapists come through here.
No, they don't know what they're talking about.
These individuals, I do know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
I have done this for over 4 years. I've been here. Ooh. The statistics,
look at the government statistics,
not in the Fox News ones.
I don't listen to Fox News. You don't know anything about me.
They're not far enough.
You know nothing. You don't know anything about me. Closed borders saves lives. It's really that simple.
This is a porous wall. You could cut through it like butter. In 45 minutes, you're through that wall. And we could use that money to actually help people and do better for the world.
So these individuals are aiding and abetting criminals, and they want to deny it.
You seem a little bit like shaken now. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And do you see that often, that these kind of groups come and they try and do
that?
They
get very aggressive towards them. They want all their information. They tell people that we work for the cartels and that we're pedophiles. And it makes me very sad that we treat people so poorly from all over the world.
God bless the United States of America. Share this video everywhere. My heart breaks every day, all the time I come down here. Love you guys. See you soon.
Christy holds up her phone and maintains a smile until the live stream ends. Then her expression turns angry as she crunches something in her mouth.
You're right, Christy?
No.
She said she was scared of you. What do you make of that?
I don't care. They offend me. They're offensive to me. They think they're doing good, but they're not.
That even to me, I was nervous, and I've been spending so much time with you. I think I didn't know how that was going to escalate. Mm-hmm. That is hostile.
There's two sides to this that you have to understand.
Yeah.
And that was not hostile. I've had a lot of people tell me, Christy, the BBC, they're left. They're left-leaning. They're going to skew it. They're going to try to make you look like a crazy person, a conspiracy theorist. But America can only absorb so many individuals a year from a financial perspective before a country completely collapses. So this BS has to stop. And I'm angry right now. I want answers. They broke into my country. They have a dialect that is known to be on terrorist watch list. And we can sit there and dance around this subject all day because we've danced around it for 2 days. Illegal activity produces illegal activity.
Stop!
With a stoic expression, Layla listens to Christy with her arms crossed. From an aerial view of the fence along the country's border to one of a town hall.
I was back with Hannah in Tennessee.
This is just a Hobby Lobby 12-buck flag, yes?
Of course.
Since we met, her profile had been on the rise. She had become a regular commentator on right-wing news, mainly focused on the decline of the traditional American family.
And I really believe that the feminist movement has been considerably the greatest threat to the nuclear family.
Hannah had recently started a podcast and had just signed the lease on a brand new studio.
It's a work in progress. We just got here yesterday. So this is temporary because we got a show today. So we're just going to set up some temporary decor items.
This is cool. So, I didn't know what I expected. But yes. This is like the real deal, isn't it? It's cool. Go down a touch. Down, up a bit. Down a tiny bit. Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, yes, the hammer. Thank you.
I have to watch a YouTube video.
Layla hammers in a nail, then hangs the American flag from it.
Who's your guest later?
Brianna Varello. So she actually used to work for Fox News.
So why did she quit Fox?
Over the COVID vaccine mandate. Oh, she has a website. Let's go to her website.
So she didn't want to get the vaccine?
She didn't know.
We just started. So I brought all this stuff to you. I know it looks like a mess in here.
What are your plans for the studio, Trey?
We want it. Like high quality, like a Tucker Carlson video. We want it to look as professional as possible for her.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah, when you go out, can you shut that sliding door too?
I'm not leaving.
It's like I'm already having too many people in here.
Okay, I'll leave. I'm just messing with you, buddy.
I just need one of you to hit the record button on the camera whenever we're ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Very first time we're hitting the record button. Doop. Bye.
Love you too.
Have fun.
Thanks.
All right. Bye, guys. See y'all. Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Thank y'all.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brianna, for coming on the Hannah Faulkner Show. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, what's your message to women?
When they argue abortion, for example, they say that it's about women's health care. And it sounds so compassionate. But ultimately, it's the slaughtering of a child inside of your womb. And
over 30 minutes, Hannah and Brianna covered a range of contentious topics, from immigration to climate change, and even more striking, the topic of women voting.
If you look in the 2020 midterm, 76% of women voted Democrat, while 58% of men voted Republican. What's your message to women, especially because the Democratic Party hates women?
We've got to change the dialogue in this country. And I think young women need to understand that. And when they start understanding it, it's usually when they get around motherhood and they start having kids and they realize that the country is going down. And that's when they realize that the quickest way to turn it around is by supporting conservative ideology.
The biggest factor going into this next election is going to be women and the younger vote. And I think those are the people that we need to catch.
Yeah, I mean, I think so, too.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Hannah Faulkner Show today.
Hannah, thank you.
Absolutely. All right. God bless.
How did that go, Hannah?
Good.
Happy?
Yeah, I was happy.
I thought it was interesting when you asked your guests about, like, women voting.
I'm not going to say women shouldn't vote, but giving women the right to vote has kind of played a part in breaking down the family, because it's not just the husband doing the vote for the family as a whole. We've created division in our country because the husband and wife aren't unified on who they're going to vote for.
But do you think that men and women should have the same opportunities in the world?
We do. Under the Constitution, we do. We do have the same opportunities.
Do you acknowledge that is because of the feminist movement?
The idea of the feminist movement was to get women out of the home, completely out of the home, because it's part of the principle of to break down the family.
We might have just different definitions of feminism then. Feminism has given you that right to choose. Like, you can be stay-at-home mom, you can just have a career, or you can do both. Like, for me, feminism has given everyone that opportunity.
It's important to understand the history of the feminist movement. What was the goal within the feminist movement? Well, that was to enslave humanity. What does that mean? By breaking down the family? Well, how do you break down the family? By confusing male and female roles.
If there is this kind of conscious effort to break down the nuclear family, who's doing that? Who's that by?
I believe this is the globalist elites, because they want to control us. We've created emotional women and weak, docile, emasculated men. And again, I think that's all a part of the agenda to control us.
Outside, a white pickup truck turns a corner.
Hannah's belief that a global elite was trying to control society had parallels with other age-old conspiracies. But social media had allowed these ideas to evolve and be repackaged, causing many of them to rise back to prominence, including the topic of immigration.
Layla zips up her suitcase.
On the outskirts of Arizona, I was getting ready to see Christy again. I was growing more uncomfortable about her mission and the comments her videos were generating, which seemed to be spurring her on.
So, the video last night that Christy did has now had almost 12,000 views overnight. Like, she literally has her own little arm in a way, like her own audience who follow her. You can see as well, it tells you that these are like people who comment all the time. There are actually so many comments. Go to the pound, release the hounds, they are hungry. Leave those people some razor wire in those camps or some traps. It's so upsetting.
Christy had persuaded the Pinal County Sheriff's Department to allow her to live stream a ride along with their people smuggling unit, looking for cars carrying illegal migrants.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Christy Hutcherson with Women Fighting for America on the front lines.
I wanted to ask her about the comments on our videos, but we started the day in separate cars.
We're riding with the anti-trafficking and smuggling unit.
I'm going to go look at that front Honda that was up here.
All right.
So Christy's in the car ahead.
Yeah,
the car, they spotted someone,
like,
suspicious activity, apparently.
We'll catch up here.
Just letting you know that this is what's taking place.
The car that had been pulled over had three passengers and was being driven by a young man from Venezuela who had no visa to stay in the United States.
Is that even a driver's license?
We're just waiting to confirm it.
No visa, though. No.
Where does he work? No. What industry? What is he doing?
Whilst Christy questioned the driver, his wife and another passenger remained in the car.
And right now there's no probable cause to check the trunk. You don't suspect anything right. else right now?
Not at this point.
Okay. So everybody, I'm not going to make you... Oh, he's running!
The man sprints across the busy road, then an officer chases him.
He's running. The guy's running. So he's definitely here illegal. He's running. He's on the run. Here we go. No, come on.
Christy continues filming as she runs after them, but Layla stays put by the car. Layla looks stressed. Live streaming.
We're right now running, trying to find somebody who ran and is trying to get away.
At the car, a man's handcuffed by a sheriff.
The man who ran was later apprehended and everyone was detained. Another person was found hiding in the trunk. Christy seemed delighted.
She hopped that barbed wire fence. I was right behind her on her tail. But anyway, at the end of the day, Women Fighting for America on the front lines, if you want to get more of this and you want to know what's going on, you need to follow us. Go to our website. Our website is Women Fighting for America. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were brave. It was fun.
Thank you.
Wearing a T-shirt that says, Women Fighting for America, Battle Ready, Christy thanks an officer. Layla looks tense.
It was clear that there was a problem with immigration at the Mexico border, but I worried that Christy's solution of confronting migrants with thousands watching was arming her followers with ammunition that could turn into real-world hate.
When you're there, when you're at the border and you're on these patrols, you're filming the faces, the IDs, the personal information, and do you ever kind of just wonder how that makes them feel? Like, mm-hmm. What help are you doing?
What do you mean? What help am I doing? So we have a one-sided news media for the most part. And because our media is skewed here in America, it's important for individuals and organizations like myself to go out there and film and show what's really going on daily here in America.
But this is the thing, so, but do you think that that's the best thing to do, to go down the border, to
yes.
have your phone out,
yes.
to film these people
yes.
at the lowest point in their lives?
It's not the lowest point in their lives, but yes, that's an assumption.
You're assuming.
Okay, I'm assuming on the fact that they're standing there with no shoes on, mm-hmm. telling us
but
that
it was
they've
a choice.
Taken.
It was a choice to make, to pay cartels, to fly over here, to try to break into a country illegally. It's a choice.
And again, this is where we're seeing things differently, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So with the NGO, I saw people, they were handing out the mm-hmm. most basic of things, water, snacks, a bit of a smile to someone, just mm-hmm. the most basic things. You didn't see it as that. You saw it as part of this wider plan, this theory to get immigrants in to destabilize America. And
it's not a theory. It's been proven, but yes.
Okay. It hasn't been proven that people are being brought in to destabilize
Again,
America. And that's why you want to come here.
No, because I know exactly where this BBC documentary is going. I've been down this road before.
Christy, it's
so
not
I'm
about
gonna
that.
So I'm going to let you guys
what
know
I'm doing
right
is,
now.
It's about
I understand. But you've already asked me these questions, so you keep asking the same questions because it's a gotcha. I've been down there. So we're going to agree to disagree. The humanitarian right thing to do is to close the borders down because it saves lives, period, dot, end story.
I fear that your videos and your language and your live streams, that they cause division and hate. Like, you have to scroll through.
I'm done
with
this video.
You have to scroll through the comments.
Nope, Christy, you guys are done.
Well, Christy, like, this is the thing, like,
I'm done.
When I look through the comments, though, like, it's even the things that they're saying, not like you're saying, but that they're saying. Christy
storms off towards a petrol station, and Layla goes after her.
Confronting Christy with my thoughts simply fueled her distrust of mainstream media, reinforcing her mission to broadcast her views to the world.
A collection of tens of transmission towers at the top of a hill, then an aerial view of a long straight road flanked by farmland.
Christy and the other women I'd met saw themselves as on the front lines of a spiritual war being waged against America. Despite a belief by some that women needed to be more subservient to men, they'd found considerable influence in the echo chambers of the internet, making them more vocal than ever in the real world.
Now, how many of you in this room have been deemed as a right-wing extremist? I know I have. Call me an extremist for saying that forcing me to wear a mask and take a vaccine against my will is communism. How did we get to the point where we have evil, immoral people running our country and breaking down the family? How do you break down the family? By pitting men and women against one another. Men and women are not equal. Of course.
Hannah's online presence had gotten noticed by the organizers of a controversial far-right speaking tour. And in California, she was taken center stage.
This has been the Marxist agenda, but above all else, this has been Satan's agenda. Collapse the family to control society.
Two women wearing Stars and Stripes themed hoodies stand with Hannah, and one says, she wants to take a picture with you because you're a little firecracker.
Hannah's path seemed to be mapped out for her, but still only 16 and clearly so capable, there was so much that could change, if she wanted it to.
Does it happen often when people stop you for pictures and stuff after you've spoken at these events?
It is encouraging when they do come up and, you know, are excited, you know, for this next generation because it's hard, you know. This generation is the most indoctrinated generation that we've ever had in human history. Most people in our generation don't know how to think for themselves.
In your speech then, there was even a comment when you said that sometimes people call you a right-wing extremist. You know, do you ever kind of worry that in the future, the strong beliefs that you do have, they might change? You've kind of already made this platform and you've been so visible and public about what you think.
Most of what I talk about is just factual. Of course, there are certain things that are, you know, my opinions, like, you know, my favorite ice cream or whatever, but by large, I would say that, no, I do not foresee my opinions or my beliefs changing.
Hannah has a steadfast expression, then a waning moon hangs in the sky.
You ain't gonna miss a trick because the Americast team are keeping us in the loop on the US election. And after that showdown yesterday, well, there's loads to talk about. Give it a listen on Sounds.